Hello, friends. Tell me, if you could contact anyone from the great beyond, who would it be? Socrates for some scintillating discourse? Jack the Ripper for a mystery solved? Your great-grandmother Geraldine for the secret to her perfect pie crust? It's lemon zest, by the way. Who can say what you'd do with your third eye open? Think on it while I offer you our own tale of second sight and spectral revelry. I'd also like to extend a special welcome to our listeners from beyond the veil. As I'm sure you know, our spectral demographic always rises when a narrative features a spirit in the spotlight. So yes, that cold patch of air wafting past is exactly what you think it is. Please do make room for our otherworldly visitors as we settle in for a tale about a man, a medium, and a ghost, or two. Anita, Alexandra, and the Weepy Little Sad Man was taped live in New York City on December 15th, 2019. This fortune-teller series, in all its humor and eccentricity, its charm and eerie sparkle, is dedicated to Joey Wilder, a man of all that magic and so much more. Anita is a fortune-teller. Enter her parlor and you will see all the tools of her trade. The crystal, the leaves, a zodiac chart, the mysterious cards of the tarot, coupon inserts for box chain discount stores, piles of unopened junk mail, a collection of redeemable plastic bottles that one of these days will be recycled, an electric Snuggie. I know what some of you may be thinking, but do not make any snap judgments about Anita. Sometimes the ordinary and the fantastic are more entwined than we realize. The wheel of our storytelling spindle turns so that a patchwork of varied visions is threaded right before us. Here is one of those visions. Ace of Wands. Of course. The answer could not be more clear, Mr. Schmidt.
Tell me what you see. Will I ever find them?
Perhaps, if you seek where cards have shown.
But I've already searched everywhere.
Not everywhere. You see, Ace is a tool of magician. And what does magician wear?
A top hat?
A coat, Mr. Schmidt. And this coat is woven with ancient arcane symbols that unlock every untold mystery of universe.
That I don't understand.
Your coat pocket, Mr. Schmidt.
What? No, they can't be. Oh, thank God. I can't believe my keys were in my coat pocket again. Why didn't I look in there?
Well, sometimes the deepest mysteries are also the most shallow. Okay, so I will take my regular fee.
Oh, of course. Wait, my wallet.
Other pocket.
Oh, God. Hold on, my glasses.
On your face.
You are too good. You really have a sixth sense.
I do. But with you, I just use regular five.
What?
Okay. I see you tomorrow. Good luck.
Thank you again. Where would I be without you?
Probably living on street. Good night. Bye-bye.
Oh, I thought this man would never leave.
Oh, Alexandra, when did you get in?
Okay, you hugged too hard.
Oh, I have most excellent evening planned. We order big pizza, watch all our favorite movies. I have many new tapes for VCR. Someone just leaves them out on the street like they are garbage.
You must be last woman on earth with no Netflix. Please tell me you have vodka.
Oh, of course, so many bottles. I know what you like. Oh, most wonderful thing happened. Guess who died?
Oh. Oh. Anita, no more boring client. Talk. I come here once a year to see you, not to watch you work.
Hello, I am sorry. I'm sorry, but I am closed for evening.
Oh, of course you are. I can't do anything right. I'll just try again tomorrow. I'll be fine.
Look at you. You are not fine. Okay, come in. Anita will help you.
What? Oh my God. One tear from weepy, whiny little baby man and suddenly drop everything. Boo-hoo.
Quiet, you.
Please, have a seat. How can Anita help?
Well, it's my wife.
Maybe a little baby need Binky.
Stop talking!
What did I say?
Oh, no, not you. The presence you feel, but luckily cannot hear, is my sister, Alexandra. Tonight is anniversary of her death, so she is a little cranky.
Oh, excuse me for being so sensitive about time I was stabbed in my bed in dead of night over and over and over. It took me very long time to die, and you know this.
She was murdered by tiny little cheating husband, and she took it very personally.
Oh, please tell her I'm so sorry. Can she hear me?
Every stupid man word.
Yes. So, how can I help?
My wife and I can't seem to do anything right. I've been trying and trying to make it work, but I don't know what to do. It's been so hard.
Well, that's what wife didn't say.
Quiet!
Not you. No. Okay, so I do little reading. Just quick spread. Past, present, future will help you find path. My cards never lie.
Unlike men, am I right? I have to say, I already hate this guy.
Interrupt me again and I will send back beyond the veil.
Stop yelling at me!
Look what you do to Lamb!
Me? I didn't do anything! Not on purpose.
Maybe I should just come back another night.
No. We light a candle. Alexandra will remember how thin Vale is tonight and be on best behavior, yes?
Fine. I am a little quiet wolf or a mouse.
Excellent. Okay, Mr.
Marius.
Okay, Mr. Marius. Let us begin. First card is your past. Ace of Cups. New love. Oh my, I see.
Please don't get vision.
A vision.
I hate visions. Make my stomach go woo.
It's very fancy, very expensive. Ooh, a dress-up party.
Marius, Happy New Year. Love the mask. That is you, right?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Stanley. I got it in Italy, thanks to the Gomez account. Really a game changer, sir. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, absolutely. And where is the lovely Margaret?
You know, I lost her about an hour ago. She said to meet her at the caviar fountain, but I must have gone to the wrong one. If you see a lady in a gold mask that looks like an evil kitten...
Got it. I won't flirt with any ladies in an evil cat mask. But let me tell you, that kind of limits my options. I may have to resort to flirting with my wife.
Oh, sir, you are a delight.
I know. Gotta run. It's almost countdown time. Don't drink all my booze.
Too late. Hey, thanks again.
You gigantic douchebag.
I hear that. Try being his executive assistant, or as he likes to say, his secretary.
Oh my God, you can't tell him I said that.
Your secret is safe with me. I can't find my husband. Have you seen a guy that looks like a gross pig?
Sorry, I haven't seen any pig masks.
You didn't let me finish. Wearing a big stupid clown mask?
God, I hate this party.
I know. The kiss on New Year's is pretty much the only time he ever shows me affection.
All right, party people, who's ready to ring in the New Year? 10, 9. Oh,
that's terrible.
Eight,
you seem lovely.
Seven,
oh, I am.
Six,
it seems like such
five,
a waste to.
To let me
four,
go unkissed?
Three,
absolutely.
2, 1. Happy New Year!
Wow.
I know. Okay, so I made this resolution to know a good thing when I see one.
Well, mine was to be more spontaneous.
Shall we?
Absolutely.
I see the night you first meet. So romantic. And you make passionate love for first time in back of cab.
Yes, several times.
Right. Cheating on wife during special holiday time. Real nice.
Damn it, Alexi. How many times I tell you, do not assault clients or damage books.
It was accident. Maybe you don't put shelf so close to table, eh?
Look at poor man. He's probably concussed. I will call ambulance.
No, I'm fine. I've got a really hard head. Okay. I already feel so much better. Please, let's keep going.
Okay. Next card represents your present or very recent past. Oh, the moon. A moody time. Lover, mother, wife issue. And what you call smothering love? Oh, I see.
Oh, where's Vomit Bucket?
A lovely terrace overlooking the city of light. You are there with your beloved, and she turns to you, rosy lips part, and she says,
I told you I didn't want to go to Paris.
I was trying to be romantic.
I know, but I don't need everything to be some big gesture. All the roses, diamonds, and furs, it's just... it's too much.
I just feel like I don't know how to make you happy anymore.
Maybe just give me some room to breathe?
So you want to leave me?
I don't know.
Room service.
Marius?
It's just a tiny little...
extra special romance package for the lovers. You will find the champagne and the canapes... and I believe, mademoiselle, there is a little something special in one of the oysters.
God damn it, Marius!
Oh, no. Perhaps I tell the singing masseuse to come back later?
Yes. And you can cancel the string quartet in the special castle made of chocolate.
I will cancel them both.
Don't you love me anymore?
I don't know. It feels like you're always right on top of me, but also miles away. I need some air.
Where are you going? You can't leave me. Please!
Let go! I just need to walk. I can't breathe in here.
But I love you. I love you.
Damn it, Marius! Get off me!
You try so much to make her happy. Perhaps you hold little bird too hard. I feel how much you hurt.
Are you joking? He grabbed her and shake like salt and pepper. He is big, bad, stupid, shaking man. Ugh!
Oh, okay. Drop and roll. Go, now. Good? You okay? I call the ambulance.
No, it's all right. I'm okay. Really, I was barely even on fire. It just surprised me.
Oh, let me see.
Anita, I swear I did not do this. But I did enjoy watching Kendall make fire in stupid little man's crotch.
This is not a joke. You want to burn house? Other room now, and you stay there till I call you. You are banished! Go!
You are sure you are okay?
Completely. I always hated these pants. If you could just maybe put the candle a little further over there.
Oh, of course. All right, we do final card. It will reveal your path and your future. Oh no. I am so sorry. It is the tower. Upheaval, destruction, and the end. And I see.
Okay, this time I barf.
Long staircase is dead of night.
And where do you think you're going?
My car's downstairs. Please move.
Anita, this woman on stairs.
I said no.
This is not his wife.
Please move. You're scaring me.
This is not the woman from Paris.
I know.
Or Musk Party.
You know what? What do you see?
You stand at top of stairs with your wife. She's crying.
Yes? And then what happens?
Be careful, Nita. I think you really is bad man.
Will she finally give me what I need?
If you stay on current path...
Are you going to hurt me?
Yes.
You... You will kill your wife!
Yes! Yes, how?
Oh, you push her! She flails as she falls, grasping at emptiness. Her hands are claws that clasp, feverish, clutching nothing but air. Her mouth becomes a hollow that splits her face in terror and... Oh, no!
Is there blood?
So much blood!
Do her bones crack?
Over and over!
And then I play with her twisted limbs, bending and breaking and sucking her dying breath through her little teeth. Oh, God, at last! I thought I would starve! Thank you. Oh, I was so blocked. I hadn't been able to kill in weeks. I feel like myself again. I'm back. In fact, look at you just sitting there. Still alive.
Oh, God! Alexandra! Help! You are banished!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, but I didn't do anything.
Alex, stop! You kill him! And what will I tell police? My dead sister killed a man who was going to be killer but only a virgin?
The last time is not me! I do nothing! I just stand here!
Oh! Oh my!
Oh, Sarah!
So many!
Get back, fortune teller!
We'll have you next!
No one dead or alive threatens me in my house!
Then let us have him!
And so you have.
Hey, maybe introduce yourselves? Or you just wreck my sister's nice homes and stand around with blood on you like Butcher Man.
Oh, God. Oh, no. This is... Wow, okay. We are so, so sorry. We were so focused on ripping him apart that it was like total bloodlust. We mean you zero harm. I'm Lillian. You probably only saw me in the mask on. Oh, and before he ripped my eyes out. Which reminds me...
Just kill me!
Oh, we'll get there. Where was I? Oh, so over there is his first wife, Margaret.
Oh, what is all this black stuff coming out of her mouth?
Caviar. He drowned her in, like, this big fountain of caviar. So gross. That's Janine, Consuela, Melania, Elizabeth. Oh, you know Liz. She's the lady he smothered in Paris. And I think you also met Mr. Stanley.
Sorry about the mess, ladies. I will pay for everything we broke.
No, you won't, boss. Mary has poisoned your scotch and skinned you, remember?
Oh, right. You son of a bitch!
That's Dr. Littlefield, his dentist.
I think I should get his teeth, since he ripped all mine out. Any objections?
No, sounds totally good. Yeah, go ahead. And did I miss anyone?
Only me.
Oh, sorry, that's Adam.
And unfortunately, I'm his father. Also his first kill. Oh, my bad, if you're not counting the cat. I do apologize, you guys. If I'd have known all the spankings and violent video games and locking him in this crawl space would have turned him into such a...
Oh, it's okay, man. You were a single dad. You did your best. Well, thank you so much for thinning the veil. That was clutch. We knew it was for your sister, but it's probably like our only chance to exact our horrible revenge. So we just had to go for it.
Please, please, I'm in agony.
Ugh, fine. Well, that's that, I guess.
Wow, I feel so much better now.
Yeah, I might actually be able to pass on into the light.
Oh, we finally did it. This has been a really emotional night. Anita, do you mind if I... Can I hug you?
Careful, she likes to squeeze.
Yes. Come, child, come here. Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, we get pizza. Any of you want?
And maybe after you clean up Dead Man, you stay for some movie tapes on VCR.
Oh, cool. So retro.
That was always my preferred medium.
Oh, excellent. Alexandra, shall we open bottle of vodka?
I thought you would never ask.
If you could read my mind, dear, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet, you know the ghost in me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost that you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sell. Then you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. But heroes often fail, and you won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out of me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could feel this way. And I've gotta say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie, like a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet. But stories always end, and if you read between the lines, you know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you lack. I never thought I could feel this way, but I gotta say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back.
And that was Anita, Alexandra, and the Weepy Little Sad Man. The cast featured in this episode include Michael Pate as Mr. Schmidt, Casey LaForest as Alexandra, James Reeser as Marius, Alan LaForest as Mr. Stanley, Rebecca Kopeck as the Mystery Women, James Kleinman as the Waiter, David Linton as the Dentist Dr. Littlefield, Eric Davey Gislason as Marius's father, Adam, and the part of Anita was played by me, Ali Silva. The song If You Could Read My Mind by Gordon Lightfoot was performed by Kat Reinert, accompanied by Nico Slater. Anita, Alexandra, and the Weepy Little Sad Man was written by Liz Leiser and Casey LaForest, and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Evan Sachs. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. We at Fireside Mystery Theater put as much time, effort, love, energy, heart, and soul as is humanly possible into crafting our unique brand of audio entertainment. We absolutely love doing this, and we hope that you absolutely love listening. And we also hope that if you are able, you would consider becoming a Patreon patron to throw some kindling on our fires to help keep our creative flames flickering. Your contribution through Patreon, whether it's a dollar or two, or more if you can, per month, is just the kind of vital support we need so we can keep doing this thing we do. And in humble thanks for your patronage, we have some rewards that may appeal to you. Discounts on merch, postcards from Sunken Harbor, audio greetings from cast members, podcast shoutouts, a super classy Fireside Mystery Theater enamel pin, and exclusive bonus content. We now have quite a few of what we call the Patreon Playlet. They're extra audio treats from each series that are released only on our exclusive private Patreon feed. Sometimes the playlets are companion pieces to episodes on our regular feed, but they are always exclusive for our patrons at the $5 or more per month level. From the Fortune Teller series, we have a special piece called Wake Me When It's Over, featuring Anita and a certain someone from her past. If you are intrigued, consider becoming an FMT Patreon patron today. Go to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or follow the link on our website. We are so very grateful for any support you can give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. If you would ever so kindly give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, we'd be thrilled. It costs nothing but a small moment of your time. It's easy, and it means the world to small indie creators just like us. 5 p.m., Sunday, February 23rd, at the Slipper Room. Who done it? She done it. Don't miss our latest and greatest show, She's a Killer Queen. True tales, real women, real killers, ripped from the darkest pages of history. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. Anita the fortune teller finds herself an unwitting traveler on a journey into the unknown. In our next episode, The Impossible Seeker. Who knows what the future may hold? Do you dare pry open your mind's eye to peer behind the veil? Personally, I highly recommend it, so long as you mind the shadows.